This is Geese and Other Love Signs, written by Inge, read by Silver and Blue,
Elaine of Shalott,
Winged Words,
Secrets of Lufnarp,
and Love the Heaven.
Fandom, X-Men. Pairing, Eric Lenscher, Charles Xavier. Additional tags, Crack. Alternate Universe, the Soulmate Goose of Enforcement. Torture and murder are not solutions to life's problems. Gay cats, gay cats, gay cats. Goose typical violence. Wranglers are not adult supervision. Summary. Torture and murder are good solutions to at least one problem, surely. A week after what their group of children, they can't possibly be called adults, not when Sean still doesn't know how to cook rice, insists on calling the beach divorce, Eric walks into his room in the mansion and finds a golden plaque hanging over his bed. It's engraved with the words, "Torture and murder are not solutions to life's problems." Eric suspects it's some kind of subtle insinuation. He probes at it with his powers, rips it off the wall, and deposits it on Charles's kitchen table while he stares at the man dead in the eye, in a way that has made more than one person cry. The exact number, not that Eric is keeping count, is 12. Charles only beams at him.
"Charles,"
Eric says.
"I was merely trying to help you set a good example, my friend,"
Charles replies, blinking with excessive innocence. Beside him, Raven rolls her eyes and pretends to gag.
"We have newcomers, after all."
"You keep saying that in plural, like the two of them aren't cats,"
Raven says. Eric follows her gaze to under the kitchen table. There are, indeed, two cats, one black and one brown, curled together and licking each other's faces, very enthusiastically. Eric has the horrifying sensation of being intruding, somehow.
"Those are Alistair and Lewis,"
is all Charles offers as explanation.
"Eleanor estimates they've been together for about 5 years.
"Together as a couple, he means,"
Raven adds. She stares at Eric like she knows exactly what kind of reaction he's going to have, and she's been waiting for it all day.
"Charles adopted a gay cat couple."
"They're Eleanor's cats,"
Charles huffs in reply, not denying that he'd very much like to do what Raven is accusing him of, were it possible.
"You said a school, Charles,"
Eric reminds him exasperatedly, despite knowing the futility of it.
"We're a school, and you agreed schools don't have animals."
"I believe my exact words were, 'No, Eric, the students aren't animals.'"
Eric waves the argument away with a hand. However, he knows which battles he can win and which he most definitely can't. So he kneels on the kitchen floor and floats Charles's passive-aggressive life lesson in a plaque in front of the cats. Students. He doesn't even want to think about it.
"This,"
he tells the cats, pointing at the plaque,
"is a lie."
Sadly, the cats don't pay him the slightest amount of attention. Eric grudgingly resigns himself to save for another occasion his many, many real-life examples of scenarios in which torture and murder were, in fact, perfectly good solutions to life's problems. He floats the plaque back to the table and walks out into the gardens for some training, and immediately stops in his tracks because there is a goose on the front door. A goose. Eric eyes the goose, and the goose eyes him back, with nearly the same intensity of distrust.
"Oh dear,"
a voice says. It sounds vaguely feminine, but Eric doesn't dare look for the person attached to it. Not until the goose looks away first.
"You found the soulmate goose of enforcement."
It's odd enough that Eric blinks, startled.
"It's a mouthful, I know,"
a short young girl replies, almost coyly.
"I usually call him Sogan for short. I'm Eleanor, by the way. Professor Charles said that..."
Eric has been distracted for too long. The goose makes a sound that should not come from any living creature, unless said creature is in fact a vessel for a demon, and throws itself at Eric, beak first. It's a violent, bloody battle, and it's drawn out unnecessarily because Eric refuses to use his powers against a goose, evil or otherwise, where there is even the slightest of possibilities of one of the children seeing it and never letting him live it down. Even if the goose is a worthy adversary, even if the goose might be winning.
Follow him!
Eleanor yells over the goose's war cries.
Follow Sogan! It's the only way!
Eric, however, doesn't get the opportunity to follow the goose anywhere, because the demon-possessed creature starts chasing him into the mansion. If anyone ever asks, Eric will say that he was merely leading the goose to some place more adequate for a battle to the death. And of course he was running. It is always exciting to face an enemy of equal strength to himself. What actually happens is that Eric nearly has 3 fingers bitten off, loses a significant amount of blood, leaving a trail on the floor that will make Hank very concerned, and is chased back into the kitchen, where Raven and Charles are still sitting, talking, or were talking. Now they are in complete silence, staring at him, and at the tattered remains of his shirt, Eric suspects. The goose immediately takes advantage of his moment of weakness to bite his ankle. Eric swears, loses his balance, and desperately scrambles for purchase. While swearing some more, and ends up holding onto Charles's arm, right leg slipping between Charles's, ankle bleeding all over Charles's marble floor.
Aw, congratulations!
Eleanor coos from Eric's back, sounding more than slightly winded, because not everyone can be in top physical form like Eric.
That was fast. I was half expecting you to have across the country running. It's been known to happen a couple of times.
Charles's smile is a mere few inches from Eric's face, and it is definitely too bright.
Oh my god.
Raven starts, and immediately chokes on her own laughter. It turns out, Eleanor is a mutant, which means that Eric can't kick her and her evil goose out, even though her mutation consists entirely on altering living creatures to be sensitive to soulmate frequencies, and to date, she's only been able to use it on a sad single goose, commonly known as the soulmate goose of enforcement. Evil goose for short. Evil goose's single life mission is to force soulmate encounters, and it has been decided that Charles is Eric's soulmate, which means that Eric is Charles's. Which means...
He was the one who helped Lewis and Alistair meet, too.
Eleanor adds happily.
You should go get the first aid kit before you bleed out,
Raven says. Eric silently disentangles his arm from Charles's and begins making himself some coffee, while making a mental note to test Charles's hypothesis once more. Evil Goose is still staring at him, challenging him. Torture and murder are good solutions for at least one problem, surely. The end. Torture and murder. Words. Sorry. Geese and Other Love Signs. It was in the collection Fun Tags Monthly Fan Work Challenge.
Also, that explains the notes at the end. The tag prom must have been torture and murder, not solutions to life's problems. Yeah. And they're like, Eric.
Oh, for May, the 3 tags are the soulmate goose of enforcement, gay cats, and torture and murder are not solutions to life's problems. So that means there are more gay cats fixed.